Hell was that?
I we're idiots.
Hello, this is another Wordy Thinks podcast.
Yes, it is.
You're listening to Alan Byrne of MrHands.wordpress.com and ZMEMusic.com, joined by David Kirk.
Yeah, hi, how's it going? You know me from webcomicscritique.wordpress.com. That's my place. And also the new truthismanmade.wordpress.com, where I rarely talk about anything.
Don't say that. Talk about things on a semi-regular basis, bi-weekly, except not this weekly.
Exactly, as I shake my head and point my eyes towards my toes. Okay, what are we talking about?
The latest thing on your Truth Is Man-Made thing was your Avatar review, right?
Was it?
I think so.
Okay.
I was writing about... I started writing my review of Avatar here.
You should review my review.
It's mostly just a review of Up in the Air, contrasting it somehow with Avatar, even though they're the most different movies ever made.
I'll wait for the review.
I get to use the term external occipital protuberance.
What?
It means your head.
Oh, I guess it does. Huh. Funny that we didn't call it that in biology school.
You should have.
No. We called it the head.
School.
Yeah, in school. Do you see?
Some music.
Yeah, this is the music podcast. I think.
Yeah, whenever I open the show up, it's usually music, and whenever Dave does it,
yeah,
I got you, Dave.
You did. That's because of work. In work, I'm not Kirk.
Everyone there knows him as Dave, so I have to call him Dave in order to not confuse people. Then I called him Dave to my mom, and that confused her.
Oh, that would really confuse your mother.
And then I call you Dave to your face, which confuses you.
Yeah, I have a picture of confusion. An ocean of confusion, if you will, in keeping with the musical theme.
Hello, Screaming Trees.
I was listening to them recently. They are fantastic.
In work?
No, not in work. I should have. I can't.
We were in work.
What?
We were listening to them in work, remember?
Were we? I remember they were on one day, yes.
But and I was then in the home. Ryan broke the damn MP3 player.
Damn you, Ryan. We love you. What are we talking about?
One person from Michigan we could ever truly
Michigan. Love. It's the CH. It's a hard CH.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, let's dive right. We've done feck all preparation for this.
Yeah, we have some ideas.
We don't have much time either. Ham sandwiches.
We have half an hour to live.
When is ham sandwiches thingy coming out?
New album?
Yeah, April.
That's in April.
When about?
At least last I heard.
Okay, let's go. Let's hope for April because ham sandwich.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Best Irish band going.
Yeah, definitely. Better than those.
But two.
Oh yeah, and that other guy. What's his name? Paddy Casey, he's not there.
Oh, yeah.
Has he done anything?
He got booed off stage at Pearl Jam.
That was 3 years, or 4 years ago. Oh, even. That's old news. That's old news. Very old news. You know what isn't old news?
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. And their new album.
I like how you pronounce it sandwich.
It's sandwich. How do you spell it?
Sandwich.
S-A-M-W-I-C-H. I forget how to do the N. Is it T-I-C-H or I-T? Forget it. I can't spell. I'm also illiterate. You know, I'm actually French.
An illiterate cheese-eating surrender monkey.
I was thinking about doing a monkey impression, but I won't.
But that's already been done.
I've already made a monkey joke today. I'm done. On Twitter.
What was the joke?
I've been I've forgotten the guy's name. I can't. Okay, I can't do that.
Here's a joke. Here's a joke.
Okay, you joke.
A guy goes to a doctor.
Okay.
And the doctor says, "What brings you here?" And the guy says, "Well, I've been having some trouble with my ears, doc. I've been mishearing things a lot." And the doctor says, "Well, that might be fairly serious. Describe your symptoms." And the guy says, "Well, Homer's a big fat yellow guy."
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I remain lewd and proud.
God. I don't wish I'd prepared a joke. Even a bad one.
That's a good one.
Did you read my latest? I don't know. I shouldn't be bringing this
Jesus
up on the podcast.
No.
Did you see my religion jokes?
Yes, I saw them. The Lutheran joke.
I like all of those jokes. How many Jews does it take to screw in a light bulb? 19. Because physically weak. I'm not an anti-Semite.
Not all the time.
Only sometimes. I watch Spaceballs. I'm hardly an anti-Semite.
Scathingly reviewed it.
I did not scathingly review Spaceballs.
Did you not?
It's a shit, awful, terrible, eye-poppingly, nut-crackingly bad movie, but...
But it has Bob Jones raise your hands in it, so it can't be all bad.
That's true, it does. Oh, good stuff.
Bon Jovi's telling you how to rock and roll.
Hey, look, we're back on music.
I know, yeah.
I like that thing.
I was subtly leading it back around.
That's good. Okay, we got Bon Jovi. We've talked about Bon Jovi too recently as well. Okay.
Yeah. The very first music podcast.
Oh, probably. What what else is there?
So, yeah, Ham Sandwich's album.
April. Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah, that's something more pop musical culture. That American Idol.
I watched two episodes of American Idol last night.
Simon Cowell's leaving.
Simon Cowell might be leaving.
Who else?
That American X Factor thing.
Yeah. It's the same show. What's the difference? It's going to even have him. It's going to be the same show.
In the end, it'll be like Randy
Jackson. It's the Simon Cowell show. Simon Cowell says you're awful show. That's what that show is going to be. Eventually, it's just going to be him sitting in front of people who are going to perform for his amusement.
Have you seen Up in the Air?
No.
It's George Clooney plays this guy whose job it is to fly around America and go to companies and fire people when the bosses don't want to do the firing.
Nice. I would love that job.
I was thinking that is Simon Cowell's perfect job description. Just fly into a company, say, "You're awful, you deserve to die, you're fired,
even
get
that,
out of here."
Donald Trump or Sir Alan Sugar, they could do that so easily. Hell, they could probably make a lot of money out of that as having a division built specifically for that.
Right.
No, just a pre-taped thing of their doing. They wouldn't even have to fly anywhere or do any work.
Just show them an episode of The Apprentice.
And fast forward to the end on the old VCR or something. VCR? VCR. What the feckin' accent?
VCR.
I see VCR. It's kind of a halfway between R and R.
It's like a pirate pronouncing it.
Arr. Or. Is it or R? Oh, well, slow down there, Nelly. That's
a good coming right there. That's a pirate inventing the VCR.
You know what I was thinking about earlier today? How people from East London, because when I was doing the East London accent before we started recording, I was thinking how they sound like a cross between a pirate and an Australian. Ah, don't make me do it.
Come on, do it. Everyone out there deserves to hear this.
Good day. Obviously, some reason
it was saying Australian.
It was. But obviously somebody from Australia or someone from Eastland would not be saying good day.
So why did you pick that?
I don't know. It's the only word I can say in Australian.
You're a broken, broken man.
Oh, look, it made sense in my head at the time.
Okay, American Idol. Here's what I've learned from watching two episodes of American Idol. Americans will cry at anything.
Oh god, yes, Americans cry at the drop of a hat.
Oh no, the poor hat!
They cry at everything.
Like, there was this one guy, and he was going on, and he was doing a VT with his dad.
What the hell is a VT?
It's a pre-taped segment of video.
Go on. It sounds disgusting.
It
like,
does.
It sounds like a yellow discharge. Continue.
Discharged from where?
Who knows?
Anyway, so yeah, his dad was like talking about how proud he was of his son going on American Idol and trying to make something of himself. And all of a sudden he just breaks down and starts crying because he's so proud of his son auditioning for free for American Idol. He's really made. No! He's going for a free audition for a talent show where the most famous result, the most widespread result for people, is getting their ass handed by Simon Cowell for comedy kicks. It's not like he's, you know, just started up a $1 million company that makes money by shipping cats out to orphans. No. He's singing pop music.
Admittedly, that's a good setup. I'm sorry. That's making fun of people for comedy and money? You win!
You get what I'm saying.
Look, who's going to be more famous?
If Simon Cowell's dad was crying with pride because Simon Cowell is good and famous and makes him feel fine. But this is just some kid. He's like 20 years old. He's got a son. Who, to be fair to him, he was taken care of and whatnot.
Yeah.
And trying to provide for. Although they never said what job he had. What? But, you know, it's not like this kid was assured fame or had done anything spectacular to get on the show, considering the caliber of most of the auditionees.
Yes. The people who get, you know, made fun of the most
end up being the most famous.
Exactly. Because, okay, who are you going to remember? Some mediocre singer from some backwater who really didn't have, you know, any kind of talent. Yeah, they were okay. Ultimately they were just kind of said, yeah, okay, look, we can't really make fun of you, but you don't have enough talent to kind of do anything with the show. Okay, go on. You're through to the next round, but you'll be taken out then. Okay.
Yeah.
And that those people.
You're killer.
It's the first round crowd of lunatics that come in with parachute pants white as snow.
It's the weird gay guy who slithered around on the floor and took his critiquing thing while on his knees and asking if Simon Cowell liked him that way.
Weird.
That guy was not popular.
I have to confess, I do not watch television.
That's the best way to be.
At least reality television.
But not the, like, okay, Katy Perry was a guest judge. But to be fair, like, she was honest and said, no, look, you're creeping me out, get the hell out of here.
That's good.
Whereas, what's that guy's name? Guy off How I Met Your Mother and... Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris.
He was on it, and he was funny and kind of stood up to Simon Cowell. Because he's a guest, whatever.
Yeah.
But then Joe Jonas.
Never heard of
these Jonas Brothers.
Oh, I've heard of those.
That we've heard so little about.
I've heard, I've heard very little, but I know
what... They are huge in America.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they those twins that are on the tiny bicycles that really... Oh, no, huge, like, okay, sorry, I misinterpreted what you were saying.
You remember when Hannah Montana was huge in America before she became really...
Then she lost all that weight, yeah.
Yeah.
I should stop making those very bad solo fat jokes. They were huge, huge like a whale, wink,
no, it's not. That's how he's done.
Because Americans and obesity. It's a joke everyone can get.
Ipso fatso, we're out.
You made that twice, it's going to sound good.
but yeah... And they're basically at that point of stardom, where it's like they're huge in America, kids fainting when they see them. Over here, nothing. They got nothing.
Yeah, Hannah Montana.
We're more famous than them.
We sell Hannah Montana t-shirts, old women come in.
And who's this then?
And that's our primary market.
And they have to sell Hannah Montana CDs with the t-shirts that we sell. As if to say, hey, this is going to be good. Oh, sorry for the brief pause there. Little cousin came in, and also Alan the Genius. Oh, sorry, I thought he was causing a problem. He turned on the radiator we have, but he didn't actually turn it on. He just turned on the fan.
Awesome. Your radiator works weird.
The flammable stuff draped all over the thing with a big sign on the top saying, "Don't put stuff on the radiator."
He said flammable. They were closed. They wouldn't have caught fire too quickly.
Now, we know from experience.
Especially just the fan.
Especially, I've been thinking there's a danger. Apparently, there's nothing. We're not even going to get warm. Here, sit on the candle for a bit. We got the candle.
Hold on.
Actually, no, I'm not letting you have the candle. There's no room on the desk anyway.
So I should clean. Joe Jonas.
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, Joe Jonas was the guest.
Joe Jonas Brother.
Was the guest judge. And literally, all he said as judge was... It's like, all right, let's vote on, like, Simon Cowell's like, all right, let's vote on this. I'm saying no. Randy Jackson would say no.
Yeah.
Other girl would say no. And then Joe Jones would say yes. And next time, yes. I'd say, yeah. Next time, yes. Next time, yes. And that was all, it's like, either say something interesting when you're saying yes.
Yeah.
Or at least pretend to say no to some people. It's like, I'm not seeing much.
It doesn't rock the boat with the fame, you see. If he says no, he could be construed as a mean
person. These 17-year-old girls who are going on American Idol trying to make their dreams come true.
Oh, make the dreams
come true. That's his primary market. Because they're idiots. And American and idiots.
No, I can't say that I'm pro-America. Or anti-America. Because, I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Anti-America?
No, you're uncle American. Do you see? Because you're a male of the species.
I'm anti-idiots.
I love the pause.
We've broken and we've been.
It's the pause. You don't see the glare because it's, you know, that's not how audio works. It's the pause and glare. Oh. No, I haven't been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. I know that shrug too. God, I know this person too well.
I'm just Larry David in an Irish, non-Jewish form.
I like how the governments now, actually, are all adopting Curb Your Enthusiasm policies with their economies. It's the cut and run.
We gotta do the stop and wave and then the cut and run.
No, it's you know, the tax and tax. I suppose that isn't a very good one. But, don't make those jokes. According to the audio thing, they heard you. How many Muslims did it take to screw the light bulb? None. I'm not making that joke.
You already made it on your blog.
I know. Okay. How many Muslims does it take to screw the light bulb?
I don't know, Greg. How many Muslims does it take to screw the light bulb? I love Muslims. Go on.
I also enjoy Muslims. None. Because they use suicide bombing as a form of illumination.
Heyo!
Pancake.
That's good butter.
Yeah, butter stirred contest, that's all.
Actually, were you watching Dave Keldon and Chris Straub streaming together?
No! When was that?
That was the other night.
Ah, oh, I missed it.
I was like live in Dave Keldon's studio and like panned the camera across to Straub and he's like, hey, good.
Very good.
And then he's like, say goodbye, Chris. And he's like, no, I'm shy.
Oh, good stuff. Well, we were talking about something. Jonas Brothers.
American Idol.
Yeah.
Basically, Americans will cry at anything. Like, these, obviously, everyone, when they go audition for American Idol, knows that 99% chance it's not going to do it in the next round.
Yeah. I'm listening.
You okay?
Sorry, we got... Our cola is almost out of date for this... Why do we keep drinking it?
I don't know.
This rum. It's
the rum is still good.
The rum is fine. The rum gets better with age.
The rum is the least weird tasting element of that.
This tastes different every time I have it, and it's the same fucking thing. Rum and Coke.
You gotta let the Coke age a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta let the Coke breathe for 3 or 4 months.
oxygenate. Gavin's such a wanker.
Oh, apparently he doesn't want to go. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Hello. This thing's so exciting.
Hi, everybody. We forgot you were here. It's like when the TV show kind of, you know, sort of the hosts are talking and don't realize they're back from commercial. And it's like, so, yeah, it turned out it wasn't simple, is it? Hey, you're back.
So I just chopped the growth off with a stapler.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get back to that after. We'll get back to that
after this children's catch.
So, what were we saying? Oh yeah, I don't get what, this John Jonas fella. I don't know his name. He, what is his name? Joe Jonas. Okay. He. Sorry, that's just too funny a word. the J and the
alliteration.
It sounds like he got a stammer. Joe Jonas.
He's like us.
can I get this right? Stop fucking me off. Okay, he's saying yes, and because, I mean, the other danger, this is what I want to say, the other danger is that if he kind of gives away too much information, you know, if he explains why he's saying yes, or why he, in case he said no, I'm not sure if he did, ever.
He never said no.
Oh, he never said no, okay, well that,
the, no, basically what he said, the girls he got pregnant.
Oh! Oh, none of them.
None of them.
He gave past. So.
Hey-o.
Hey, I meant happy. That was unconvincing.
Happy in a sexual orientation. Because there's nothing wrong with being gay.
Happy in a Christmas sort of way.
What do you think about Christmas?
Yeah. Everyone likes Christmas. Right? Except those...
No. I refuse to take part in this podcast.
It's too bad.
You just slandered too many minorities now. Or not enough. Okay. Who is that next?
Oh, it's been a while since No, I did do the Hare Krishnas recently. hang on. Buddhists, I never laid...
What I don't get
is...
Buddhists,
why do though?
The Hare Krishna shave their heads? do you see?
I see, yes. It's a play on words. Yeah. Instead of Harry, he says Harry. It's the way he pronounces it. Krishna. Oh, no. That's too vague a joke to make between Krishna and Crystal Month. I'm just mispronouncing
no,
it. No one's going to get that. Nobody.
It doesn't work in the least bit.
I know, but I mean, no one's going to get it even if I tried to make it work.
Okay, we've been going 21 minutes without saying anything of note.
I was in the middle of making a point about Jonas.
Yeah, Jonas.
Yeah, if he gets across any of his personality, he's liable to lose his entire thing. If he says, yes, well, I like their style, and it's clearly obviously a bad person, all he wants to do is kind of say yes, come across as the kind of person who picks either for the little guy or for the good person. You can't go wrong with just saying yes.
Everyone seems to have some sort of backstory.
Oh, of course they do. It's like, oh, yes, my mother is cancer, my father...
The guy with Tourette's, or the cancer survivor.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even a cancer survivor. It's like, I was in remission, now I'm not, and I can't afford treatment.
She is in remission for 8 years.
Yeah?
And on leaving the audition room with her little thing saying she's going to Hollywood.
Yeah?
This is the best feeling I've ever had. You were told your cancer was in remission.
Yeah.
And this is the best feeling you ever had?
I'm not sure you're qualified to say how good being told your cancer's in remission is.
Well, consider you had cancer.
And now that it's...
Cancer going away for a little while.
I like how you dash people's hope. Just because it's remission doesn't mean it's going away. You're an awful human being.
I'm laughing.
And what's all this about you wanting people dead?
Well, they deserve it.
Well, most of them do. But
especially you.
Oh, after some of those jokes.
But yeah, like...
I guarantee.
How screwed up are those priorities?
Yeah, pretty screwed up, I guess. Yeah. Well, I don't think the cancer thing was a priority. If it was a choice between getting life-saving treatment and going on to become famous, then, you know...
No, but yeah, like, saying that you're going to audition with 400 other people in this Hollywood area, because everyone hates Hollywood.
Fuck! Sorry, I put my hand on a fucking radiator.
Saying you've got the chance to audition with all these other people in the second round of an 18-round contest. Don't burn the jinx.
I'm not burning the jinx, I'm just putting them on the radiator. So yeah, the Jinxon's on the radiator.
Yeah.
And he's been on there for a little bit now. I'm going to put him down my shirt.
Oh, God.
He's nice and
warm.
The greatest
thing I've ever seen.
Alan, you were telling me, you tweeted earlier on, lift or puller, the whole steadies, Craig Finn and Tad Kubler's...
Previous incarnation.
Yeah. They reminded you of early Slater Kinney.
Yeah.
Why? Explain that reason.
Well, obviously, there's that kind of lo-fi indie sound.
Yeah, I can hear it in the music and the kind of the quality.
And
but I can definitely not hear it in the vocals.
The vocals, no. Not so much. Although, you could make a point for Kerry Brownstein's earlier stuff. Maybe being a little bit like him. Not the greatest singer. Getting by mostly on attitude
and
words.
Now, Craig Finn... I wouldn't describe him as not the greatest singer. I'd describe him as possibly one of the worst singers I've ever heard.
I don't think he's that bad.
He's not bad in the whole steady. His singing is never bad.
If you listen
to Lift or Puller, it's nearly always atrocious. It's to the point of where it's almost unbearable. The only reason I listen to it is because the lyrics are good.
I kind of like it.
And the music is great. But
if you listen to I Like the Lights.
Yeah. When he does the spoken kind of thing.
No, this is where he's singing, and he just hits on a really great melody. Pause the podcast. I'm going to listen to this.
No, we're not going to listen to this. I've heard the damn song! Yeah! No.
You're a bad guy.
I'm a Brad guy.
I think he hits on some... because he can't sing in the traditional sense of the word.
Yeah, where you hit notes.
He hits on some melodies you probably wouldn't hear other places.
Yeah. Sorry.
Good thing.
In a good way.
But basically...
There's notes that aren't even there on your guitar, piano,
and that sort of... They rely on sort of like lo-fi guitar aesthetics, shall we say.
All right.
Like those kind of intertangling guitar lines. They got some of those going on.
Yeah.
Very primitive punk rock vibe to it all. And getting by mostly on lyrics and attitude.
Yeah. I mean, Lift or Puller, musically, they had a lot, and lyrically. Kind of as a band. The band was good. They had messages. They kind of had...
Yet, this is the music news we should be talking about. Hold steady. Franz Nicolay's gone.
It only took us half an hour. Well, not even, but, yeah.
The Hold Steady's keyboard has left that.
He was fantastic. How long has he been with them?
He's been with them since Separation Sunday.
Wow. And Separation Sunday is possibly their best album. I will go out and say
now we're talking about the Separation on a Sunday.
Oh.
Hey-o.
I was also informed that today was a Sunday.
Separation.
The Separation happened a while ago.
Yeah, apparently he feels like he's accomplished as much as he can.
Thought you were about to say he's a communist. That's all that Star Trek I'm watching, I'm sorry.
And while he loves the music they make together, he wants to do something besides Bruce Springsteen bar rock.
Oh, that's a shame. Everyone loves
Which means apparently he's going on a one-man vaudeville tour where he does tap dancing while playing the banjo.
Nice!
I need to see that.
Everyone does. Everyone loves vaudeville. Oh, does he do the blackface?
I don't think so.
I hope he does.
I think that's out of fashion.
Is it? Why?
I might say I don't know, but then I look like the bad guy.
It's not racism anymore. Is it? I'm not in charge of racism. I don't get to say what's racist and what isn't. Okay, yes, it is racist, but only when you're trying to do an impression.
Why are you digging a hole?
Harry...
Much like they were not paid to do back in...
Harry Hill as Nelson Mandela. Was that racist?
I've never seen it, so I can't
It's
say.
Very good.
I thought you were going to say it's very racist.
It is very racist. But there's... It's not...
How good's your Nelson Mandela impression?
Look, there's negative racism. And that's racism.
And then there's positive racism.
When you're just doing an impression. That's different. That should be allowed. And it should be allowed in vaudeville acts because... That's a dying art anyway.
It's kind of racist.
I'm not saying bring back the black and white minstrel. That would be a bad idea.
Frankly, there's an element of vaudevillism in
the Yes, Frank Lee. He was one of the best vaudevillian actors this side of the Missouri River.
This is what happens when you have nothing to talk about.
Yes. And Frank Lee, he said to me once, I'll tell you what he said. He said, vaudeville, it's an art form. It's quite the art form.
It's like
but it's not an art form. Well, it's your black
man.
Cosby impression. Frank Lee is not Bill Cosby.
He's another grandfather.
He's like a white Bill Cosby. You see?
He's doing it.
The thing is, vaudeville. Why? This podcast is as much an exercise in existentialism. All we ask is why. Philosophy students, we're citable. You can cite this. Look at that pause. I love the pause.
This is why it's going up on a website.
I'm losing my eyesight.
I'm in my window here.
So, Jimmy's leaving the whole stage.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That's
apparently they've already replaced him and they've already recorded with their new keyboard.
That's good. But I mean, I admire him as a keyboardist, because I've seen, you know, if you ever see a Hold Steady music video and everything, he's in those
he's got a quality mustache.
He does. But he is a fantastic a keyboard and piano player. Absolutely amazing.
And a great showman to do.
Mm. And I don't know why this is. Sometimes, not always. So when the keyboardist is also the lead singer, you look at Queen. Freddie Mercury played piano wonderfully well, and he could belt out some of the best ballads. A lot of alliteration. belt out some of the best ballads while he was playing the piano during even live shows. But he, you know, everyone remembers Freddie Mercury, obviously. But nobody kind of remembers. We had this discussion about David Bryan of Bon Jovi as well.
Yeah.
It's like, he's a fantastic keyboardist. He's absolutely amazing. But it's because it's Bon Jovi and because he's the keyboardist, he kind of gets forgotten about.
Yeah.
Same with drummers.
Hey.
But keyboardists as well, they get lost. Everyone remembers, like, the guitarist and the lead singer.
Yeah, I think it's Franz Nicolay, as we know, or Nikolai, or whatever, brought out his first solo album last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you think maybe he got that all off his chest.
Yeah.
But no, now he's focusing on that exclusively.
Okay.
Because he's selfish.
He's selfish. He doesn't want anybody to enjoy,
like,
the Hold Steady.
He says there's a formula to the Hold Steady, and it's basically great rock and roll with better lyrics.
Hmm.
And he wants to explore some stuff outside of that.
And that's the thing. For a keyboardist, lyrics don't matter.
I was reading about some drummer who was learning, like, he learned to play some really outstanding drum roll, and he was a great drummer. And then he started playing with a band for the first time, and the first thing they told him, no, just tone it down. Tone it down.
Nice.
And he had no idea why they were telling this, but then he wrote a song, just him on guitar, and he realized that, wait, yeah, when someone writes a song, they want the whole point of the song to get across, not how great the drummer is. And maybe Franz Nicolay just wants to get across how great his songs can be, instead of just being the guy playing keyboard fills in the band.
Yeah. Actually, if you listen to off Stay Positive, One for the Cutters, that song has some of the best kind of, it's like a harpsichord.
Apparently the harpsichord was Ty Coogler's idea.
What? His idea?
Yeah.
But not his writing or playing? No?
It was Franz.
It sounds fantastic. Played along with it's got to be one of my favorite songs. Maybe not lyrically, which is odd for the whole thing.
No, it's a really good lyrical song.
It's got a story to it, but it's not my favorite.
Well,
but
one time he falls in a forest, does anyone notice?
Yeah, that's kind of pop psychology, really. what else can we mention about
music?
It's
Drive By Truckers.
What about them?
Their first single from their new album is out.
Ooh! Yay!
Yeah, it's okay.
it's alright. I'm not gonna.
It's one of those songs where if you hear it on the album, it's kind of like, well, that's 3 minutes that was okay, and I'm worth one on the album. But probably not the best choice for a first single.
Yeah.
It's kind of bland.
Okay. Have you heard the album yet?
No.
Have you gotten a copy?
No.
Have you put in for a copy?
No.
Will you put in for a copy?
Probably better at buying it at this point.
I'll probably
someone's
got
to support those kids.
Yeah, and they're a great band.
One of my two or three favorites.
Is Jason Isbell with them on this one?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Jason Isbell should have a new album out sometime this year, though.
Fantastic. Jason Isbell, great man. Funny man.
Great guitarist.
Yeah, all around nice guy.
Yeah.
I can't think of a bad... I honestly, there's no bad word to say about him. It's not like I'm trying to think of something bad to say about the guy, but there isn't.
He doesn't like computer games. We can hold that against him.
Hey, you jerk. I haven't played a computer game in ages, unless you count Pokemon. Old school Game Boy Color, baby.
Luddites.
What?
Luddites.
Luddites? I remember my history. I know the word from history. I can't remember.
They're the ones from Ludoslavia, right?
oh, funny thing. It is entirely irrelevant.
As if the rest of the podcast is being strictly on topic.
But if that's local color.
Oh, what an internal misunderstanding.
Yes. I was looking through an old map. My dad broke out his old map of the world. And countries featured that I have never seen. I haven't seen in a while. Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia. Nice to see those guys again.
It's like an old friend.
It's like an old friend who you never knew in the first place, really.
Who reformed his...
Where are you going with this? You're not going anywhere. You're bluffing through that metaphor. Yep. It's like an old friend who knitted
who, the... By deed poll, changed his name.
But you never really knew him in the first place, so you can... You knew him to see, but you didn't know whether or not to say hi or not if you saw him on the street. That kind of friend.
Then you break out an old picture, and there he is.
Hey, look at him standing in the background. Before he got the haircut.
Yep, that's what looking at old maps is like.
Oh, I don't ever want to be known as the guy who, before he got the haircut. I don't want to be that guy. You're that guy.
You'd be the guy after you got the haircut, once you got the haircut.
Wait, what's the question? I'm sorry, my mind has entered a time paradox here.
You don't ever want to be the guy before you got the haircut.
Am I the guy before I got the haircut?
Well, have you got a haircut?
No, not really.
Then yeah, yeah.
Okay. What does that mean?
That means you're...
Am I the guy I don't want to be?
You're
through no fault of my own.
You're a commie. That's what it means.
But I don't want to be the other guy either. I don't want to be me or anyone else.
You're a dirty commie.
I don't know what I want to be. Somebody help me. I need guidance. I don't want to be me. I don't want to be anyone. I don't want to be anything. I want to be funny. That's clearly not happening. Yes, you are witnessing a mental psychotic break.
If you guys could see the face I'm making right now.
He's making it with one of those Mr. Potato Heads. It looks like a Picasso. Not very imaginative, though. Everything is in its right place. No.
That joke went over well.
Oh, look. There's no such thing as a good joke. That's what I've learned.
Not when you're around.
Oh, I forgot what I was laughing at on your own. I'd like to bring that back.
Pause?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of lost its edge.
Like a kitten's pause.
No. Well, kittens do a pause. But not that kind of pause.
Menopause.
I was just thinking that. Why are we such awful people? You know what? Here's something from the heart. If you ever start talking like us, check yourself into an institution, a county home.
That's where we're recording from.
Thanks. I think that picked that up. Yes. No.
See, this is it's a weird connection, because we should be in a county home, not recording.
I'm gonna weird you out with some words.
Not in a county.
I'm gonna weird you out with some words. Laughing at a bad joke, like an orgasm. Because afterwards, you're just like, no.
And you wish nobody had seen you like that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm proud to say that you have reached the end of the podcast. If you have made it this far without hanging yourself.
It's harder to make girls laugh at bad jokes.
Oh, God. The delayed punchline. I don't know about your experience, guy.
In the end... No,
that's right, Alan Byrne, not
lady pleaser,
not that kind of guy. You know, you'd be better off with the anything else.
Maybe a different podcast.
Yeah, we're holding open interviews for a new podcast person. I've got the Skypes, so that can work.
So watch out for that. Don't hop in the bedroom.
You and your words. Right.
It's like a different form of the MSN.
Yeah. Oh. God, this is broken. Irrevocably broken.
Is this even a podcast?
No. This is a waste of everyone's time. Especially mine.
And mine.
Let's just call it a day. Okay, we talk about stuff. Ham Sandwich's new album, April.
April. Looking forward to it.
American Idol.
Copy.
American Idol. Simon Cowell's leaving. Good for a laugh. Use Wiz now. Simon Cowell leaving, so it's probably not going to be as funny.
Randy Jackson played on Richie Sambora's debut album.
That, we didn't talk about that. Nice for you to throw it in there.
Yeah.
What else have we got? What else have we got?
We talked about cancer. We talked about...
What, can we not talk about that?
What else did we do? Hold Steady, Lift the Colors, Later Kenny.
Drive-By Truckers.
I'll throw up a link to their new MP3 on the...
Yeah, I like how you pronounce that the way you spell it. MP3. EMPEETHREE.
Why not spell it like that?
I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm just saying you pronounce it like you spell it. MP3. Not like MP3.
Can you get that off the thing?
I don't know what you're doing. You're going to set fire to something in here.
That's the goal.
Right, okay. God, I've been David Kirk.
If you want to read ourselves after listening to this,
God, if you made it this far, you're a stronger person. No, but
listen out for our upcoming series of radio things.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been David Kirk, Coyote Tracks, webcomicscritique.wordpress.com or truthismanmade.wordpress.com. Both one as good as the other.
Yeah.
Both. Sure. Well, okay, one as bad as the other. What do you want me to say? Look, I've been joined by the venerable Alan Byrne.
The Reverend Alan Byrne. You can find my work at zmemusic.com, and when I bother to update it, mrhands.wordpress.com. And apparently I'm writing for Drop D. I don't know.
Oh, good luck with that. Okay, good night, children.
You're all better off not listening to this. If you start at the end and hear this part first, don't bother listening to the rest of it.
We'll put that up with the link. See you later!
Bye!